We travel to another spot that I think is very interesting, Natural Bridges National Monument near Blanding, Utah, the Four Corners area, where Anasazi Indians lived about 1,000 years ago, disappeared about 1,200 years ago. And under the arches, they would make drawings, petroglyphs. And right here where that little blue arrow is a number of drawings, and I've climbed up there beside it. And I don't know whether you're going to be able to see this. Maybe, okay, we do the highlighting, and you can see they were drawing pictures of dinosaurs 1,000 years ago in the canyon. And how do you explain that? They had to be seeing the dinosaur. And the red desert varnish makes it very difficult to photograph. And when you scratch through it, it just really lights up. So it's very obvious. This was a 1,000-year-old picture of a dinosaur. They're supposed to have been gone 65 million years at least. And we've known about them maybe 100. That presents a significant problem. And we have at least four other clear dinosaur petroglyphs. We travel down to Peru. Excuse me. Dr. Javier Cabrera passed away in 2002, but he was one of the great scientists in Peru. He performed the first heart transplant. He was head of the Department of Medicine at the University of Lima for 20 years, and then retired to be cultural anthropologist in Inca, famous for a number of things in the area. But he was excavating the tombs. His father actually began collecting burial stones from those tombs in the late 30s, early 40s, and he's continued. He has a collection of about 11,000 burial stones from the Inca tombs. And here we were able to get into some of the tombs and do some of the excavating. Is one of those burial stones there next to the mummy. But when you look at these burial stones, about a third of them have dinosaurs on them. Now, this is larger than normal. This is almost 3 feet tall, but most of them are smaller. But you've got 11,000 and about a third of them of dinosaurs. Another third are some of the most disgusting pornography you've ever seen, or have never seen, hopefully. Not done by young earth creationists. Okay, thank you. The dinosaur here has the dermal frills on the back, which we didn't know about till 1992 when they were first published in geology. Mr. Sinclair didn't know that there were dermal frills on his dinosaur, but this one did, and we've learned that since. They got it right from 2,000 years ago down in Peru. Here's some of the collection, some of them very large, as you can see, with rather ornate and artistic drawings. Can you see the dinosaur in the upper right with the foot in the mouth of the fellow upside down over here? Shades of Jurassic Park. Another one on a triceratops, pretty obvious there. Different styles, different types of stone, different artists, but over 11,000 of these stones. Some of them continue to be excavated, even though Cabrera has died. And some have said, well, here's this famous scientist, and he just decided to carve 11,000 burial stones on his own. Obviously, no evidence for that, but they continue to be excavated now that he's passed away. This is one I have in my museum, and I have, I think, four of these stones there. And you really can't see that. Okay, I'm sorry. But that's a picture of a dinosaur. You want to confirm that, you have to come look at the screen. With these burial stones in the tombs with the mummies were the burial cloths, and they also reflect the dinosaur motif, as you can see here, several different styles. But you've got the burial cloths and the stones. You also see that on the pottery in the tombs, These are from the National Museum in Lima. And I think we can tell what that looks like. It says 2,500 years old in the sign under this in the museum there in Lima. Up in the northern part of Peru, there are some gold artifacts, death masks here illustrated. But look on either side of the face. You see the dermal frills that get on the back, the tail going over the back, and the huge teeth of a dinosaur. These people had to be seeing dinosaurs and a wide variety of them. Down in Peru, some 2,000 years ago. Now, all over the world we're finding this. We traveled to Mexico in the central highlands near Acambaro, and we've made a number of trips down there, with, especially with Dr. Swift, who is an archaeologist from Portland. And we have found the Yulsrud collection that has 33,000 artifacts in it from the Chipikwaro culture, dated at about 4,000 years ago. Over 30,000 figurines, and some of them, about 10% of the 30,000, look like dinosaurs. And we have photographs of each of them from 4,000 years ago. Supposed to have been gone 65 million. We've known what they looked like for 100. What were they doing making figurines 4,000 years ago down in Mexico? Obviously a turvy fossil. And some of the Brontosaurus type were standing up. Now, we didn't know that 20 years ago till Spielberg taught us, and now we all know they stood up. A wide variety of styles and species are represented. This is my wife's favorite. Because you don't have to have humans and dinosaurs in the same figure to know that there were humans doing this. But the obvious conclusion is that man and dinosaur live together. And they have become excited about that and built a museum there. And you can go down to Acambaro, Mexico, and go into the Yulsrud Museum and see what we've helped put together down there. We traveled to France. My wife doesn't really go to the rural areas of Mexico or some of the other places where we go, but yeah, you go into France, into Paris, yeah, she's ready to volunteer for that duty. Standing here in front of the Louvre, we see one of the carvings from 1509, Sir George fighting the dragon. And he looks an awful lot like a T-Rex, looking at the teeth and the scales from 1509. By the way, you go to Georgia, Russian Georgia, that name came from Sir George slaying the dragon, and they have in the capital Freedom Circle and a big 60-foot pedestal with Sir George slaying. Boy, it looks just like a dinosaur. And what do dragons look like? We mentioned that a little bit Sunday. Down in the southern part of France, we find Chateau de Chambord, and my beautiful wife standing out in front of the castle. Over 700 dinosaurs carved on the walls and the ceilings of this castle that was built in the 14th century. Here I'm standing beside one of them and looking at a close-up. You see obviously the scales and the long neck and the claws. And you look on the ceiling, very beautifully and artistically done, over 700 dinosaurs. Supposed to have been a hunting lodge. Makes you wonder what they were hunting, doesn't it? This is one of the ceiling tiles, and this is from the Harvard Museum of Natural History, the dead ringer for a plateosaurus. This one over the fireplace in Chateau de Chambord. About 20 kilometers from there is Chateau de Bois, which has over Well, I didn't count the whole number, didn't see a total, but you've got dinosaurs all over this one as well, built in the 12th century. And in the throne room, we see this beautiful tapestry from the period, and it shows what looks like a dinosaur. We compare that, for example, with Dracorex hogwartsia. If you're a Harry Potter fan, you know about Hogwarts. And, this was the dragon of Harry, or at least it was named for it, but Bob Bakker found this. And you compare that skull with what's on the tapestry, and wow, that's a dead ringer. So in France, as well as numbers of other places in Europe that we don't have time to deal with, you see that the dinosaurs hadn't been gone that long. We go to Cambodia. Nope, my wife didn't volunteer to go there either, back in the jungles. Up near Siem Reap are some of the most spectacular temples, maybe the largest, most beautiful ever built by man. Jayavardhan VII is credited with building a good many of them. This is a picture of him. He's almost reverenced like Buddha. I took this picture in Phnom Penh there in the museum. But the Khmer Empire was awesome and built great temples. And he died in 1181. This Tapram is a temple that was found in the jungle that was left unrestored. That was dedicated in 1186. And almost every square inch of it is covered with stone carvings of all types. And right here in the corner where the arrow is pointing, you see this column. And on it, you can see parrots and monkeys and water buffalo and Hindu figures. And can you tell what that looks like if we look a little closer? Yes. There's a Stegosaurus. You show that to sixth graders, and every one of them will wave. Yeah, that's a Stegosaurus. Dedicated in 1186, and we've known what they looked like for about 100 years. This is just obvious indication of proof of the co-occurrence of humans and dinosaurs, which say this column doesn't represent, it's contradicted, it's falsified. Notice the significance from some of the leading evolutionists. Louis Jacobs, time this statement was made, was president of the Society of Vertebrate Paleontology at SMU in Dallas. He said, you find humans and dinosaurs together, evolution would be vanquished. Stephen Stanley, that we quoted earlier from Johns Hopkins, says it would disprove evolution. Jerry Cohn, the vicious anti-creationist from University of Chicago, said it would be one of the ugly facts that could kill Darwinism. And I find myself agreeing with them. I think they understand it. And our friend Richard Dawkins, friend in quotes, says evolution would be utterly destroyed. Evolution would be disproved. It would blow the theory of evolution out of the water, he said in Newsweek. I think he's right. When we look at the geologic column, remember this is not what you find when you dig down in the earth, but it's a model that we use to test against the real world. And when we compare it with the real world, we find contradiction after contradiction after contradiction here and around the world. So that model needs to be burned up. That doesn't work. It's falsified. And I think this is profound evidence. NOVA sent a film crew down to Glen Rose to photograph some of the footprints that we were excavating. The reporters there, the photographers got very excited. They thought they had earth-shaking evidence and went back and they made a video, which the editors killed, replaced it with a brief film entitled God, Dinosaur, Darwin and the Dinosaurs. And in it said that there's nothing at Glen Rose that look anything like human footprints. Now, you just have to decide that for yourself. I think that's very obviously untrue. But that's the way they began. But then tell us why. Dinosaur footprints side by side with humans, finding them would counter evidence that humans evolved long after the dinosaurs became extinct, and back up the claim that all species, including man, were created at one time. So they don't exist. They deny it. They will not acknowledge that. You'll have to decide for yourself whether that evidence sustains the conclusion. If it does, then certainly it fits with the concept all created in 6 days. It fits the facts. All right, let's see if some of you have some questions. I think I finished just seconds early.
Is the human footprints, is that something that we could go see today, or has that been covered up, or how is that controlled? Or
they're casts, and of course, stereo photographs that are available at the museum there. It's very difficult. We had to pump the water out and sandbag. Plus, the park has bought all the property in the area that they could, and they're doing their best to keep us out. Now, at the right time of the year, late fall, just before the hurricane season comes, when it's driest, you can come from up. But you have to have special permission from a landowner that is kind of persnickety, but that can be arranged. And yes, they can be seen still today, but it's not easy. If you ask at the park, they will tell you there are no human footprints, nothing that looks anything like a human footprint.
How important do you think it is, and sometimes it seems like arguments about the age of the Earth.
I didn't hear the first part, I'm sorry.
How important do you think it is to win the arguments instead of just maybe saying, however it happened, but you know, I still believe in God and Jesus and everything else.
Well, if the Earth's young, then evolution's dead. So it's important from that standpoint. It's critical for them to have that in order to maintain their position. I think the evidence is overwhelming, and if you get somebody to look objectively at it, it's pretty easy to show. More and more are accepting that, and there are literally thousands of very competent scientists who have been convinced that the evidence shows the Earth young. We spent our time last night talking about the reasons why they say it's old and showing that that's not really good convincing evidence. We ran very quickly over evidences that were proposed by the evolutionist, his evidences that he acknowledged indicates young, but there are a lot more than that. Maybe the most exciting that's happened just recently is the soft tissue in the dinosaur bones that we know can't last millions of years, and they acknowledge can't last, and yet we've got over 100 examples. There are about 150 articles that's been published in the secular literature are finding this soft tissue. I just recently traveled up to New York to meet with Dr. Damanian, who was the inventor of MRI. He was a very devout young Earth creationist, by the way. Should have gotten the Nobel Prize. The only reason he didn't, he was a creationist, and we can document that. But he's invented a new type of MRI that where you stand up, you don't go through the tunnel, and it's much more sensitive. And I took several of the big dinosaur bones that we'd gotten, and yep, we found soft tissue. He can distinguish between spleen and heart, and it's a big step forward. How do they account? They say it's billions of years old. Well, let's use carbon-14. It says thousands, not billions. Bring it on. I think it's our friend now. But that is a devastating conclusion. the ball game's over. So if you have evidence that is detrimental, yeah, they kind of maybe will halfway admit. But if you're just cutting their throat, which this one does, young earth, they're going to fight. And you expect that. And let's just not be intimidated by the intense opposition. Let's just stand with the facts.
Yeah, I have two questions. The first one would be for the Plexi footprints, for the ones that are just general profiles. I've heard the argument that that's just dinosaur heel prints and the toes are filled in. And
is that what it looked like to you?
No, I was just, aside from the ones with the toe prints,
Yeah, that's what they say.
Yeah. So, and the second one would be the Ica stones.
I'll tell you a quick story there. Anybody here know Steve Rudd? Okay. It means more if you know. Steve is kind of a comical fella anyway. But I was doing a seminar up where he is in Canada, and he had gotten me on a talk radio show with supposedly the number one talk radio show in Canada. It goes all over the country. The fella had an incredible voice. Just anyway, we came up there. And, of course, he's a humanist, an atheist, and makes it very clear. But we had a 30-minute program. Well, he had heard about this and done his homework, and he called the fellow who is probably the leading opponent that we have down in Glen Rose, and he had talked to him. And when we got there, he had him on the phone, and he was going to put us together. This was kind of interview by ambush. But I had a few minutes to talk to him before, and I showed him the pictures, and he said, "What in the world are you going to say about that? That's human footprints." I said, "He'll deny it. He'll just say it's not so. How can you do that? I'm looking. Well, let's just see how it goes." And so we started the program, and he was interviewing him and asking him. He said, "I've seen some of these footprints. They look pretty real." "Oh, no, they're not really. They don't look like human footprints. They're just filled in. They're not true." He said, "What do you mean? I can play Little Piggy Goes to Market on these toes. How do you deny that?" Yeah. So we turned the atheist around right there on the air, which was
just one more.
I felt intriguing.
All right. The second question was with the Ica stones. I've heard that
with the what?
With the Ica stones. I heard that some of those were forged. How would you answer that and prove the provenance?
There's 11,000 of them. why? Who's going to?
Yeah.
They say Dr. Cabrera did it. Well, you know, he was retired. He's a surgeon, and he's carving stones. What's the evidence for that? I met one of the fellows that they said did it. And he has done a lot of the excavating. He brought a lot of the stones to Dr. Cabrera. And there was an instance that they did record on film where he is recorded saying he carved some of the stones. And he said not all of them, but I did. And the reason was that he had sold some, and they had documented he had, to Dr. Cabrera. Well, now, if you're selling antiquities in Peru, that's a 20-year sentence. And the average life expectancy in a Peruvian prison is 3 years. So he didn't want to go to prison. And so with the police standing there, they filmed him saying that. But even in the process, he said, "No, I carved some," which I don't believe at all. Wouldn't really matter. There's thousands of them. Yes.
Yeah, I was a little confused about the Chateau de Chambord slide. So, I just looked on Wikipedia. It was built in the 1500s. So, what was the implication of bringing that slide up? Are you saying dinosaurs aren't as old as we think they are, that they were contemporaneous with the 1500s, or what?
They had to see them. They had beautiful detailed picture. How do you do that if you don't? Dinosaurs weren't, and when we first found them 100 years ago, you look at the restorations, they're comical. I mean, it's funny looking to see the way they tried to restore them. And that was in the 1800s. Well, this was done in the 1500s. Early 1500s, 1400s. And then, of course, at Chateau de Bois in the 1300s. And they're beautiful. They had to be seeing them. You can't draw a picture of something that you've never seen before. I think that's necessary. And, of course, the same implication in Cambodia of the perfect Stegosaurus from 1,000 years ago. It's just so perfect. I mean, you show that to any kid anywhere, he'll tell you exactly what kind of dinosaur it is. And that just says the idea they're 65 million years old is not going to work. We see it from the North American Indians, and we see it in Peru, and we see it in Mexico, and implied from the footprints. There's lots more evidence as well, but it's a good indication. Yeah, they had to be seeing them. I don't think there's any reasonable explanation. All right, we thank you very much for your attention, and appreciate the good questions. Be glad to talk to you afterwards. Tomorrow night, we're talking about the fossil record. If there is documentary evidence of evolution, that has to be where it's at, in the fossils. And sometimes I find Christians are intimidated. Fossils mean evolution. And I'll just tell you plainly, that ain't so. It's the opposite. This is the strongest evidence, documentary evidence perhaps, that we have. And if I'm going to debate the subject on a college campus, that's what I want to debate and what we have debated, the fossil record. Come look at the evidence with us tomorrow night. Thank you very much.